Begin by finding a comfortable position, seated or lying down, whatever lets your body settle. Let your eyes close or soften your gaze downward. Take a few breaths without trying to shape them. Just let the body breathe itself for a moment. Now gently bring your attention to the area of your chest, not reaching for anything specific, just arriving there. Start by noticing the surface sensations, the feeling of clothing against your skin, the slight movement of the ribcage as you breathe, the expansion, the softening back. See if you can feel the subtle stretch of the muscles between your ribs. Let your attention settle a little deeper. Notice whatever is present in the chest cavity itself. Whatever is there, let it be there. You're not trying to create a feeling or fix one. You're just making contact with this area of your body. Spend a few breaths just resting your awareness here. Now, from this place of gentle attention, let a memory come to you. A memory of being in the presence of something very young, a sleeping infant, a puppy stumbling over its own paws, a kitten curled up, or a small child absorbed in something simple, completely unself-conscious. Don't rush to pick the right memory, just see what arrives. And as that image settles, notice the quality of what that small being was radiating. Not performing, not trying to be good or lovable. Just being. And in that being, something unmistakably good coming through. An innocence that isn't naive so much as it is uncontrived. A goodness that belongs to the nature of the creature itself, before effort, before any attempt to earn anything. Let yourself feel your own response to that, not analyzing it. Just the direct sensation of being near that kind of goodness. Let it land in the chest. You might feel it as warmth, a softening, a kind of tenderness that isn't sad. Let the heart receive it, whatever form it takes. Breathe into the chest now, slow, easy breaths, as if the breath itself could widen the space around the heart. And as you breathe, notice if the quality of that goodness begins to resonate, not just as a response to the memory, but as something the heart itself recognizes, as if it's finding a frequency it already knows. Stay with that. Breathe into it without trying to amplify it or hold on to it. Let it radiate at its own pace, in its own way. Your only job is to not interfere, to let it be present, the way you'd let sunlight warm a room by simply not closing the curtains. And when that quality, that innate goodness, begins to feel stable, not fragile, not something you have to carefully maintain, then you can gently let the memory go. Let the image of the infant or the puppy dissolve. You don't need the doorway anymore. You're in the room.